What sort of places are we talking about when people are looking at alternative sources of production? Obviously, we hear a lot about Mexico. We hear about Vietnam. Well, where else? I mean, you guys have got a global footprint.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you've mentioned a few for sure, but I would say, you know, India is another big place that you're seeing more and more discussions around about the impact there. I think that as we're looking at how this world shifts, and it's almost hour by hour in regards to some of the changes and what can happen. But here at DP World, when you talk about what are the customers looking for and what can we do, we're able to leverage, you know, some of the business that we have, some of the capabilities and in India and others. We have like 6 ports in India. We have lots of warehousing. We're handling, I think, 28% of the cargo containers in India today. So that's a great example of how we're able to be in place and in a place that we can help the customers with some of their challenges.
We've seen some huge increases in volumes from China into Mexico of late, up almost 60% year on year in January in terms of container throughput. It's not yet clear exactly what is driving all this. And as we heard earlier on this podcast, but how is your business there going at the moment?
Yeah, it's going very well. And I mean, I think you're absolutely right about Mexico and the impact that the changes are having to Mexico. You know, we're very engaged in that and we are excited about what the opportunities are. You know, and I think that really this shift didn't just start with some of the most recent. It started several years ago in regards to, Mike, how we're going to diversify the supply chain, because having all the eggs in one basket is really created. So we've seen this shift. It's a growing shift. And, you know, working with in collaboration with customers, we're able to provide solutions in Mexico. And we're also seeing that the government there is also very supportive of providing the infrastructure and building it as fast as possible to keep up with the changes that are happening in that part of the world. Yeah, I mean, there's a big shift, as you know, in Mexico. This year, Mexico actually exceeded China for the first time in regards to imports, with really Mexico, then China, and then Canada. But we're also seeing a major shift and expect even this year, possibly, Canada to take the second role. That for us from a DP World perspective, you know, with our Prince Rupert and our ports and the transport opportunities we have there, that's a solution that we can provide customers that some cannot. And we look at it as really a strategic play, but we also look at it as how do we help navigate through this crisis with options. And I think going back to what I said earlier, so many of the discussions that we had about what's going on in the world were customers looking for options. What can you provide? And I think that's where we really are working collaboratively with them to providing more options, more opportunities, especially with the unknown.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.